Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I'm really humbled and honored to have President Trump's endorsement for Speaker again. He and I work so well together, so closely together, and we have a lot of big things to do. He recognizes that what we need right now, I think my colleagues recognize this as well, is a proven fighter and a true MAGA conservative, but also someone who can work with every single member of our very diverse House GOP so that we can get President Trump's priorities over the line. That's what's ahead of us. I think this could be the most consequential presidency and Congress of the modern era, because we have to fix everything, and it has to start on day one, so we can't waste any time.
Speaker Johnson there celebrating his endorsement by Donald Trump. And I know that's going to probably hack off quite a few people who wanted to see him gone, given the original continuing resolution nightmare that we faced a week and a half ago. I don't know. I'm interested to hear what other folks have to think about this. One of them would be former Missouri Senator John Lamping, whose opinion I respect deeply. John, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mark and Kim. Happy New Year to you both.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Great to have you on this morning. Thanks for giving us a little bit of time. What was your reaction when you heard that Trump was endorsing Johnson so he can maintain his speakership?
Well, the first thought was simply the fact that, you know, Trump has made a lot of decisions like this in his first term that didn't make any sense from kind of the MAGA perspective. I know, like, Steve Bannon world, they definitely don't like Speaker Johnson. And that's my greatest fear always is, you know, who's around the president and who's advising him. But I do think that the fact of the matter is that the House is really not a Republican House. Johnson didn't pass anything without more Democratic votes than Republican votes. And so the House is what the House is. And I think Trump just wants to hit the ground running. Any type of battle that would take place in terms of ousting him and finding the next person would be the main story going into January 20th. And I think that Trump just wanted to move on and have something else more important be the main story.
Yeah, I heard somebody describe it as the sort of typical of the art of the deal, because Trump realizes that to get anything accomplished on January 20th, he needs this fight to be over quickly after the new Congress gets sworn in on the 3rd. They can't get anything done without a speaker. And I don't like Johnson necessarily for some of the decisions he's made, but I think it's going to be Donald Trump in control once he gets sworn in.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're obviously very excited about the fact that Trump is in office again, and
yes,
the alternative would have been just incredible and difficult for the country to ever overcome. But the fact of the matter is the vast majority of what is going to get done is going to be through executive order and not the legislative process. We just don't have the people that make up the Republican majority. Way too many of them still don't like Trump and don't like this approach to government, this populist approach. So it'll be what's going to be. And, you know, I'm excited about the inauguration and what's going to happen. Heck, I'm excited for the executive orders. If that's all he does is write executive orders for 4 years, I can live with that.
We're rightfully celebrating that the Republicans have control of both the House and the Senate. And I just think about what we watched play out here in Missouri. You know, we have this supermajority, and yet we weren't able to get key things done, like IP reform. So, yes, it's worth celebrating. But to your point, I think there's still going to be challenges that we might not be realizing are going to be at play this year.
Well, I'm excited for Missouri. There's an opportunity in Missouri we have not had for quite some time. The Parson six years as governor, he was simply a caretaker. He didn't have any type of bold agenda. He played very safe as a governor. And to the extent that Kehoe has put himself out there as someone who's willing to work to eliminate the income tax, that's an extreme game changer for the state. It will take tremendous energy and effort on his part. There are a lot of people, I would say even a majority of the legislators in the Republican Party will be against this ultimately, because some constituency will be negatively impacted by or potentially negatively impacted by the loss of revenue in their minds, to do things like eliminate the asset tax that puts the burden back on local governments, to eliminate the income tax. It scares the heck out of governmental agencies, and in particular the education establishment. And to the extent that Kehoe is going to take a big political risk and put political capital behind this, I'm excited about what could happen in Missouri more than I've been in quite some time.
Yeah, I'm going to get an opportunity on the 8th when the session opens to interview the incoming governor and the lieutenant governor and some of the leadership up there. What would your big question be for Governor Kehoe, John?
Is what obstacles do you think you have to overcome to eliminate the income tax? And do you think what's your plan? He won't divulge his plan. I think whatever he'll want to talk about everything. He'll want to talk about safety, and we'll talk about fixing St. Louis, the crime, and building roads. Those are all fine and dandy. Those are all things that whoever's in office should be taking care of day in, day out. I would focus completely on the elimination of the income tax. How's that going to work? If you build the coalitions, who's your leader? Who's leading the charge in the Senate? Who's leading the charge in the House? What are the obstacles to overcome? What's your timeline? I just think that if it gets to be very difficult, it's going to be very, very difficult. If it's not the primary focus, it's just human nature. He could let it slip. He could just say, well, this will be a 2-year challenge. It won't get done the first year. Maybe we'll get it done the second year, or maybe it's the second term. I mean, all those excuses, we don't want to hear those things. We want to hear, are you using all your political capital to eliminate the income tax? And that's the only thing he could do
yes.
during his time in office that will separate him from all the other governors that have come before him.
I think it's a great point. Do you have any predictions for this incoming year, or at least hopes for it, John, in terms of what the legislature might do beyond trying to do something with the state income tax?
No, that's my primary focus. I think in terms of like top news stories in Missouri, I think that the passage of Amendment 3 and the opening up abortion completely in this state, that's the biggest news story for me in the state of Missouri. And I don't think there's anything they can do in 2025 other than get ready the ballot initiatives. I'm of the opinion they should just have a ballot initiative that says, is an unborn child a person, and then put that on the ballot in 2026.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a long road back. If you have too many balls in the air in Jefferson City, it's most likely that they all fall to the ground. If we focus just on the one most important one, elimination of the income tax, then there's the probability of success is far greater.
It's a great point. John Lamping, happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you.
Same to you all. Take care.
Yep, we'll talk soon. Former Missouri Senator John Lamping, it's a good point. The more things they're working with, the fewer tend to actually get accomplished. Why don't we just set one? I know there have been hundreds of bills pre-filed, some of them dealing with Amendment 3, but we'll talk more, obviously, about that with the legislators, the ones who will be in charge once January 8th gets here and the new session gets gaveled in down in Jeff City. We'll take the show live down there that day for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, and the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.